Hello, hello. Hi, kiddos. This is Jovi D, your friend, a former media corporate in broadcasting and an entrepreneur venturing in podcasting. How are you? How are you? Welcome, welcome. The show is about to start right now.
Hello, hello. How are you? How are you? Yes, I'm back. Everybody is asking, and I'm so excited. Everybody has been asking, Jovi, when is going to be the show? What's going on with the podcast? You know what? I've been coming up with really cool stuff. And as you see, I'm doing podcast videos. So yeah, we got to step it up, you know. We got to get with what's going on. And I have an amazing, amazing guest. And as you guys know, this has been a journey for me with the Jovi D Show, starting like my hashtag says, from broadcasting to podcasting. So with that being said, I have learned so much, and it's always some, you know, these great stories that my guests do share. So I'm going to go ahead and present my guest, Dr. Cosette White, a 9-time best-selling author. She is really good in explaining all about business, how to start your business, how to keep your business going, and many more finance. You know that I like to talk about finance, you know, it's like all those numbers and all that good stuff. So I'm going to pass the mic to the doctor.
Well, thank you so much. I am extremely excited to be on here today. I just, you know, to the audience, I thank you guys for showing up. Make sure you stay tuned because we are going to make sure that this is juicy, juicy, juicy information. Just a little bit about me. I am Dr. Cosette M. White, America's number one tax and accounting strategist. I work with business owners just like you guys who are growing your business, scaling in your business, and leveraging in your business. I was in corporate America, you all. I stayed in corporate for 20 plus years while running a business. And I had got to a point where it was like, it's time to go. I had set myself up strategically where I was consistently bringing in the revenue that I desired to replace my wages. My wages at the JOB, I call it just over broke. And I decided that it was time for me to shift, to make a shift. And so I started working with individuals just like yourself to help you really look at the numbers, to help you stay out of trouble with the Internal Revenue Service, as well as negotiate on your behalf. So I truly enjoy what I do. I am a Money Matters expert on Fox Television. I also train tax professionals just like myself, who's looking to really build a virtual firm. I've been working virtually, you all, since 2006. Even though I was getting up and going to that 9-to-5 that just over broke, I was still building this business silently. Yes, silently here at home. And so when we transitioned back in 2020 to go virtual, when they shut the world down, I had the system set up. I had the tools set up already in place to run a successful virtual business, and it just blossomed. So just a teeny, teeny, teeny bit about me, but we're going to talk about some things today.
Yes. Oh, my God. I love what you said right there. Like, you know, some of us, and I even including myself, have felt really pressured at times to, you know, make everything possible or happening. And for the first thing, doctor, it was just really my mindset from employee to employer, you know, that was like a mind-blowing, you know, moment. So as I always start with most of my guests, and now that you spoke about that part of you, that you were part of corporate America, once you made that transition, like, okay, I have this job, but I'm going to make something happening, which we describe as the hustle, or the underlining, you know, finally that you made sense and decided to jump into this. Tell us more about that.
Yes. So I'm going to say what actually happened, you all. I made the jump earlier on, but I was not mentally ready. And so when we talk about mindset for me includes being disciplined. It includes being consistent. It includes having personal accountability, not only to myself, but also to the business and also to the family. And so when I originally decided that I wanted to leave corporate America the first time around, I didn't do it in the manner in which I was successful because my revenue was not where it should have been for me to leave corporate America. I thought that I could just jump ship, leave corporate America, and start running a business over to the side over here and still be successful, still be able to make the type of income that I had grown accustomed to in corporate America, which was a six-figure income. It didn't happen like that because I was not disciplined. I was not consistent, and I played around. So I had this mindset of, oh, I could go to the beach. Oh, I can get in there and I'll get it done. But what I learned the second time around, you know, Shalamar has that song, The Second Time Around. The second time around, I set up systems. I set up tools. I set up this business such that when I walked away from corporate America, I was really ready to come in here and function and run this as a organization. You see, when I left corporate America, I ran the accounting department. I also had IT and HR. So I knew that in order to be successful, I had to shift the way I ran this business, the way that I managed my team, because I knew that I couldn't do everything and be successful like those Fortune 500 companies, but I knew I wanted it. I could feel it, I could taste it. And so I set the organization up just how we ran things in corporate America. So mind shift is so important, you all. If we don't change the way we think, how we appreciate how we think about our money, how we treat our money, how we run our business, then 9 times out of 10, we can actually be setting ourselves up for failure without even knowing. So this thing up here, we got to learn to shift and shift it in a positive way. Be forward thinking all the time. Be around like-minded individuals. Have an accountability partner. Man, oh man, oh man, I cannot tell you guys. When we're talking about mindset and mind shift, accountability partner, someone that holds you accountable and lights the fire under your butt when you don't feel like doing things on those days will help. An accountability partner also helps with that mind shift and just keeps the thought process going. Those brainstorm sessions, they really, really help. So mind shift, you got to remember, if you're leaving or if you've already left, you can't sit on the sidelines and play like I did the first time around, because let me just say this, baby.
Oh, my God.
It's still coming in. The lights got to stay on. The gas got to keep going. Things got to still happen, okay? And if we play it on the side, the bill's not going to get paid the right way.
Hey, you are preaching, doctor. You definitely have those gems. I wanted just to also, you know, as you say, you've been able to not only do the walk or do the talk, you have the compilation of all these books that have, you know, these. I'm going to make definitely sure that the links are in this podcast, in the summary. But I wanted to, you know, find out, because there's always a moment, like you said, there's a moment and a catalyst moment for finding you're like, oh my God, I'm a business owner and I have other people responsible, their lives are on my shoulders. And, you know, like you say, it's good to have somebody to keep you accountable on your toes. But then that final transition that somebody's literally giving you and trusting your services to get something done. Can you explain us a little bit about that?
Yes. So are we talking about from the team aspect, the employee aspect? Yes. One thing that I knew coming in the second time around, you all, is that I knew that there was no way that I could manage my organization all by myself. I knew I could not do the marketing. I knew that I could not service clients, grow the business, be functional, go out and write books, go be on Fox television every week and still have a successful business. So in order for a business to grow, we have to step out on faith and say, I need to hire someone. Now, I want you guys to know, as a tax expert in the game for over 20 years, there's a difference between an employee and an independent contractor. So an independent contractor is someone who you have a contract with. They come and go as they choose. But the definitive moment, so to speak, is you two have an agreement for that individual to complete a task, to complete a project, to complete an assignment. An employee is someone who you have clear, definitive direction over. You are telling them when to come and go. You pay them a salary as the employee. You're paying employer taxes. The other one, you're issuing them a 1099. I knew that from a cost savings point that I wanted an employee. I wanted to hire someone that was going to be loyal, but not the person who would come and go. Now, in today's environment, in today's society, especially since post-COVID, a lot of individuals have left the marketplace, meaning as an employee. So we do have a great pool of individuals that we can tap into for independent contractors. But I wanted to go the route of hiring employees, giving them a sense of ownership, allowing them to have benefits, the medical, the dental, the PTO, the sick pay. All of that was built into a package to hire employees for the loyalty, for the dedication, so on and so forth. So that was the route that I took, not initially, you all, but eventually I got to the point where I was able to hire that first employee, full-time employee, and it felt really good. The first full-time, the second full-time, and the third full-time. So as we stand today, we have a combination. We have employees and independent contractors that keep our business afloat, that runs things smoothly. So that's really, you know, if I answered that question, hopefully I did. And as we talk about books, we can get into the books, whatever.
You did. No, I definitely, you know, it like you said, it takes also time. And that's what I like to for you. You know, I'm glad that you're emphasizing the fact that you try once and then you try a second time, because, you know, sometimes we romanticize this thought of, we're going to build this business, it's going to happen there. And, you know, the struggles are real. Yeah. So with that being said, Doctor, because I want to say, what is the greatest message like I right now for anybody that is either starting? I think you already addressed that. For the person that already is in the business, and for the person that is thinking, like we mentioned now, we are in this new phase of the media platform, social media. There was a boom in 2013. Now it seems that we are going through another boom in 2023 for the content creator economy, which, as you had mentioned too, is taking us to the point of independency economy. Can you close out with that?
Absolutely. So if I had to say anything to you all, those of you who have taken the leap, taking the faith to leave your corporate America job, to run your own business and to be successful, a couple of things that I want to tell you is, number one, never, ever give up. Never give up. Life is truly about the choices that we make. The choices that we make, the changes that we decide, and the chances that we take. In the near recent future, I decided that I wanted to take a chance and submit a proposal to a local school district. It was a choice that I made some years ago to switch from educating our youth to go strictly into taxes and educating our business owners. That was a choice that I made. Because I made a choice some years ago, and I took a chance in the near recent future to submit a program that I had planned or produced for kids about 9 years ago, The end result is it landed me a contract to the tune of $300,000 going into the different schools teaching our elementary, our middle school, and our high school. I made a choice way back when to teach our or to do financial literacy. I made a choice to switch. Because I made a change, I went on working with our business owners, but the opportunity came about. So my words are, never give up. Take a chance on yourself. Look at the choices that you have and know that whatever you decide to do, things don't always come when we want, but if we continue to put the work in, you all, things will happen. I'm going to be the first to say, it's not easy. And I made this post the other week. It's not easy. And whoever told us it was easy lied, but it's not easy being an entrepreneur, but it can be very rewarding. Very, 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 very rewarding. When you walked away from your job, you said you wanted freedom, you wanted flexibility, you wanted to be at home, and you didn't want to bump your head against the glass ceilings. Okay. You have that opportunity. The world is yours. I said this morning to someone because it just was reality. Like, we hear it all the time. There's money out there. We just have to go find it. The world is yours. You just have to go find it. I stumbled upon this contract, you all. So the world is mine. I just had to go find it. The money is mine. I just had to go find it. The money is out there for you. The opportunities are out there for you. You just have to go find them. Stay diligent. Stay wise. Stay up on your game. And don't get lax. If you're running this as a business, treat it as a business, and it will reward you as a business more than anything that a job can. The job, you're maxed out at a certain salary. Here, there's many rewards that are available. So those are my final words to all of our entrepreneurs who are out there that have taken the plunge to say, bye-bye, corporate America. I'm ready to do this on my own. I wish you all the luck because you can definitely do it.
Again, thank you so much, Doctor. Those words are everything. As you guys know, guys, I am definitely starting back. You know, there's already cool stuff happening. Again, all the information for Dr. Cosette and White, it will be in the show notes, the links. You can reach out to her. You can ask questions. She has a plethora of books that can help you and also, you know, consultation. And also, as I said, she actually also provides her speaking engagement. So with that being said, I'm Jovi D, and I'll see you in the next show.
Thank you, guys.